Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Various big play slay.
Yes, that's right, Mark Sinerese. We are back. And every Tuesday at 4 o'clock, Ike, Darius Slay will join us. And he's on the line right now, Eagles cornerback Darius Slay. And we're going to call him Slay. What's up, Slay?
Yo.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing, Slay?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
We're doing great, brother. Listen, tough loss Sunday in that game, but just from your perspective, first game as an Eagle, just your thoughts on sort of how you played, how you were used in the game, and what you saw out there Sunday from Washington and what they were trying to do to you guys. Yeah.
I played good, man. You know, I just went out there and competed at a high level and tried to do the best I can to help the team win, you know. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we fell short. But, you know, Washington was doing, you know, what they was doing, just a lot of jet motion and just trying to, like, be make you lose your eyes on the guy who really actually getting the ball. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that was the main part of it. We just had to slow him down and I think we did a great job of it, but, you know, we should sustain the longer. We should have been better in the red zone. Other than that, we did pretty good.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. You know, after getting a chance to watch the film, just as a unit, what do you think you guys sort of can improve from the first game and going into this next game against Los Angeles? But you brought up that red zone, mm-hmm. and I would imagine that's something that Jim sort of wanted to point out. And turnovers, right? I would have guessed turnovers would be something you guys would want to do.
Right, of course, we want to be a turnover defense, so we just, you know, we'll keep working on it, you know. It's been a tough, you know, offseason to work it, you know, so usually, you know, a lot of guys have turnover circuits and all that kind of stuff going on if you have more time. But, you know, due to COVID, we are, you know, we had to rush through a lot of things, and but we had to hit the main details. So, but in practice, you know, we just going to find a way to get the ball back to the offense, because the more time we get the ball to offense, the more time we get an opportunity to score. So, that would be a concern for this week for sure.
I tell you, one of the things I was impressed with, Slay, watching the defense, we didn't see a lot of, with the exception of the red zone touchdown to the tight end, but I'm speaking more when you guys were out in the field or Washington was coming out from their own end zone. What? You know, we didn't see a lot of mix-ups and mistakes in the secondary. I was a little bit surprised, pleasantly, that you guys were able to sort of be on a string Sunday and sort of be able to play off each other. How did that go for you guys out there from a schematic standpoint?
It went great. You know, you know, as our leaders on our defense, Fletcher Cox and Rodney, they did a great job, man, of just making sure we all tied in together. And, you know, so that was the main thing about our defense. We know we stood together. Coach preached about us that stronger together. He always preaching that. And that's what we did on the defense side of the ball for sure. We just try to be stronger together. We're trying to make sure at every level of the defense we're trying to be the best. And that's what we keep driving to, and that's what we're going to continue to keep doing.
Eagles cornerback Darius Slay is going to join us every Tuesday at 4 o'clock with John Marks and Ike Reese on 94 WIP. You know, Darius, one thing you'll learn about this town is that we take losing hard. I mean, the losses hurt us. I don't know if it's like this everywhere, but it's certainly tough here. And Sunday's game was a tough loss, 17-0 lead, only to, you know, 27-17 and lose. How is the mood in the locker room after the game? What's the temperature of the team right now?
The temperature is still great. You know, of course, we wanted to come out with a win, but we know there's only one. We still fortunate to play 14 more. So we got 14 chances to make it right. So that's what our goal is. 1 week at a time, you know. Of course, it was an important one definitely because it was in the division and we want to run a division. So, like I said, but we're going to be moving forward to L.A. and start off with that.
So what about L.A.? I don't know if you got a chance to watch them on Sunday Night Football, but, you know, defense certainly looked good. We know their offense normally is very good. What about the Rams?
Oh, they look great, man. You know, physical team. You know, of course, you got one of the best defensive players in the league, Aaron Donald on there. So offense, you know, still great guys. Robert Woods, you know, tough guy, you know, competes at a high level. Play the game the right way. I love and got a lot of respect for his game. Cooper Kupp, this is really my first time actually seeing him. You know, besides highlights, because it's my first time actually going against him, but he looked great on film as well. So, you know, we're just looking forward to the good matchup, and we're looking forward to keep out there competing.
I'm asking about Sunday's game, Slay. From a defensive player's standpoint, what was it like playing in that stadium with no real energy, right? You guys have to almost create your own energy down there on the field. Was it tough at some point for you guys as a defense to sort of have that energy, or did you feel like you guys did okay trying to create energy for yourselves?
Well, the defense kind of know, of course we want energy from the for fans. You know, it's kind of good to always hear the fans cheering you on. Mm-hmm. But as a as a defense, we kind of already got the mindset. We focused. We locked in, laser lock in, a tunnel vision. You know, without fans. So, but you know, we kind of juiced ourselves up real good. You know, VG, Brandon Graham, he did a great job of hyping us up. And, you know, and the secondary, you know, that's all we carry is swag. So, and the linebackers, too, they got a lot of swag. So it's a swaggy team, so that's what we're going to continue to keep having. So fans or no fans, you're going to see a lot of energy coming from the Eagles.
Well, that's what I like, and you help enhance the swagger on that side of the football, being a Philadelphia Eagle now. Your defensive coordinator spoke, I believe it was yesterday or maybe it was earlier today. It was earlier today about your play out there and how he was able to use you. And I played for Jim Johnson, and there's been other defensive coordinators here. We've never had a cornerback that did what you did this past Sunday, where you travel with the other team's best receiver for the majority of the game. 50 snaps in man-to-man coverage, man, and only gave up 2 receptions to their best receiver. Tell me about that. Like, what goes into your mindset to be able to perform at the level you did Sunday?
Man, just because I'm competitive, man. I love to compete at a high level, man. I want to be the best, and to be the best, you got to go against the best. So I look forward to lining up for each matchup coach gave me. And try to win. You know, I want to do whatever I can to help this team win. And like I said, once again, like, it's fun. You know, it's a kid game that we just love to do, at a grown man playing. So I like to go out there, just compete and play ball. And, you know, fortunately, I'll sometimes win a lot. And, you know, I'm going to try to keep doing that the most I can. But, you know, it'll always be a tough battle, but I'm always looking forward to it.
Slay, you can ask Ike what this town is like during football season, the energy that is produced on Sundays and whenever the Eagles are playing. It's tough this year, I'm wondering, for you, because this is your first year. Can you feel it? Can you feel kind of what's going on in this city? Because obviously with COVID and no fans and things like that, not a lot of people out. Do you feel the energy? And what's it been like here for the first couple months?
It's been crazy energy, man. You know, good energy, bad energy is all the energies in the world. For us. you know, I played here a couple years, you know, playing here. And, you know, I already see how the fans are. Me coming here, knowing what they was looking for out of a corner, you know, I get the most heat for already you know, guys already told me, Slay boy, you give up a touchdown on Sunday, they're going to let you know how bad you did it. So, you know, I already can tell how the energy going to be, man. I'm looking forward to it, you know. But like I said, hopefully it ain't going to be no touchdown giving up, so I don't have to see the bad side. But you know how this game is. This game is at a high level. Great guys out here, you know, talented players. And but I just want them to still know that Slay will always give it 100% and give you the best I got. I ain't gonna just give it no touchdown.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the one thing I love about you is your confidence. And if you were to give up one, it certainly isn't going to shake your confidence as a player.
Never that. Yeah. I'll never be shaken about that. That's because it comes with the game, comes with the territory. You know, it's tough. It's obviously the toughest position to play, and you know, and that's why I love it. And but shoot, that's just like stopping Kobe from scoring 1 point. You know, that's kind of tough.
You almost took me down the road there.
I'm telling you. So, I look forward to it, and I love tough stuff, man, because it only make you better.
Now, listen, Sunday's game, man. Normally, they're like when there are premier players on both sides of the ball, it's normally on the offensive side of the ball, right? They try to hype up either two running backs, two quarterbacks, sometimes even two of the game's best wide receivers. Now, as a defensive player, I'm excited about this game because I like the other corner as well, and I've liked you even before you became an Eagle. But I know as a competitor, you got this circled on the calendar a little bit. Yourself, Jalen Ramsey out there Sunday. Just talk about his game and whether or not, you know, do you keep an eye on what some of the other top corners in the league are doing?
Of course. I do. You know, I'm one of them guys that I'm not I don't know the word for it, but like a guy that's just like shy of asking another corner what he do, what kind of technique he use. I'm not one of them guys. I'm one of the guys that want to make all of us better.
Right.
Of course, I'm competing with you. I want to be the best. It's like how he considers himself want to be the best, but also I'm here to help you be the best too. You know, any guy I'm going against or any guy I know personally or hung out with as a DB, anything I know, I'm going to teach you it, you know, and I look forward to that. I don't care if you're older, younger, or however it works. You know, I love to give knowledge to the game, to the young or the old. So, like I said, this game is already hard. You know, I build a lot of great relationships with me playing this position. Just because me not being afraid to ask the next guy, what can I do better on film? And so that's what I think kind of separates me a lot. A lot of guys, like in the league, they don't like to work out with each other, or some guys don't, but I don't ever mind working out with another DB, learning tips from him or anything like that. So a guy like Jalen Ramsey, man, we done hung out plenty of good times. You know, we talked a lot of ball. And, you know, I'm looking forward to see what kind of show you put on Sunday, and I'm quite sure you're looking forward to seeing what show I put on too.
Mm. Slay, we talked about the receivers. Jared Goff, who was picked before Carson Wentz, so you have the first and the second pick of the draft. What do you have with Goff? I don't know if you played against him when you were with the Lions, but what do you think?
Great guy, man. Good pocket. Right now, you know, I see him kind of like watching the last night game. They kind of moving around a little bit more than they did last year. But great arm, man. Great arm strength, smart guy. Make great throws. Make definitely tough throws in tight holes. And that's what the great ones do. You know, the good ones do. They make good tough throws in tight situations, and he can do that. So we got to make sure we can contain them and do it the best way we can.
Mm. Yes, you do. Slay, thank you.
Oh, hold on. I got to ask you about team morale. What's team morale like, brother? Everybody good down there? We back to work?
Oh, yeah. Of course you better work. You know, on to the next. We ready now.
Okay.
We don't go.
Good.
I love it, man.
All right, we'll get him on Sunday. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.
I appreciate you.
Yep.
All right, there he is, Darius Slay or Slay.
Yeah, we're on go. That means we're always ready to go.
Well, you're not going to have to worry about confidence with
him. Yeah, with him. Well, yeah, we're good, yeah.
Man, yeah, I mean, you give the – so 50 snaps in man coverage.
Man
you give
coverage.
Up two receptions.
To the best receiver on their team.
Who sliced and diced Eagles last year.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like that's – but that's what he wants. I feel like for big games like this, that's where he's at his best.
Oh, listen, no doubt in my mind. That's why I wanted to ask him the Ramsey question, because you think he wants to look bad on a field where Ramsey is on the field?
Yeah, Robert Woods is beating him on some touchdowns.
Yeah,
nah.
So there's a little bit of friendly competition going on right there. Only problem is somebody has to guard Robert Woods.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Slay can only guard one of the guys. Can't guard Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods.
Yeah, I guess with Kupp, you're not necessarily worried about his speed as much as you're worried about everything else.
Oh, I'm worried about speed. I'm worried about everything. With Cooper Kupp's the best receiver on that team.
No, I know. And Avante, I mean, I don't know how much you saw from him. Like, I can't say Avante had a great game because I don't think he was even really tested. Like
no, he could have had a great game had he held on to that
interception,
ball.
Interception, yeah.
I tell you what, Nicole Roby Coleman will be on him if Cooper Kupp is in the slot a lot. The good thing there, former teammates.
They know each other, yeah. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're thinking of getting engaged, you have to visit Mark's Jewelers in their 25,000-square-foot showroom online, marks-jewelers.com. And the question is, what's going on with the Eagles right now? Are you okay with them? Are they going to be okay, Ike?
No.
Or is this trouble?
Oh, yeah, it's trouble.
Yeah.
Well, Slay did make me feel better.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. We have, let's go to Mad Mike in King of Prussia, Mad Mike.
I'll be back to feeling bad again.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
What's up?
Hey, I'm doing well because I kicked your ass in fantasy this week, Mike.
Oh!
It looked like I got you for a while, and then you had some injuries.
And then you had James Conner on your team, and I took Gurley over Conner because Conner burned me last year with injuries.
Yeah, Gurley's burned me in the past. So
exactly.
I mean, whatever. I had Marlon Mack and Gurley and Connors go out, so I lost some players.
Awesome.
Glad you're in the league.
Yeah, it happens. But so anyway, this Eagles season's basically over, right? We understand that, right? Like, I mean, did you look at their schedule? They could be 1-5 by the end of week 6.
1-5? Come on,
one
Mike.
1-5, and that's not what? A joke. All right, let's go through it.
I'm trying to pull it up right now.
They play the Rams, and they're going to lose that game.
Bengals?
That's the game they're going to win. And then they play Pittsburgh.
Let's go in order. At the 49ers.
They're going to lose that game.
At the Berg.
Going to lose that game.
And then home against the Ravens.
Going to lose that game.
Can I change my
You might be right.
It's not even a joke. I mean, look how badly they played. I mean, and like some of these injuries, like hamstring injuries, take multiple weeks. Like it's gonna. Like I know everybody says I'm just negative, and I'm not negative just to be negative. I'm negative because I'm realistic. And it's just like this team was not properly put together. The drafts have bit us so badly because Howie can't draft, and now our cupboards are bare, and our cap is beat up, and like they were so trying to scrimp and save on this season so they could roll money over, and they did not want to spend any money bringing people in so they could roll the
like who?
They didn't want to bring in Everson Griffin, Clowney. Like you need defensive end help because who are you rolling out there?
Clowney wasn't realistic. You know,
Everson Griffin. You were going to tell me Everson Griffin wasn't a better choice than Vinny Flippin' Curry.
Yeah, but
yes, he is.
Yeah, of course he is. He's a better player.
Yes. I'm just saying, like Howie really wanted to try and save as much money.
I was going to say it would also cost you more to have Everson Griffin
next year, and now like it's all burned. It's bit him all in the butt, and now like we don't have adequate backups. We don't have good enough talent on the field, and I mean it's just all the bad drafting has really left
it's hurting him right now. Yeah,
where we're gonna go 1-5. Start the season.
Oh,
well,
boy.
Listen, here's the thing I will say, and Mike, you're normally not a fan of Howie, and you've been saying a lot of these things for, hell, as long as you've been calling the show here with Howie. And at least to now, there's been enough time between the times you originally started with these. There's more time that passed, so there's more proof of the things that you have said when it comes to draft picks and things of that nature. I'm telling you, John, it isn't that I feel the team is about to be in the dark ages. That's not what I feel. What I feel is that somehow they have lost their way. And what I mean by that is you're supposed to put together a team. There should be a philosophy here. If you're building in the trenches, your trenches shouldn't look like this.
Yep.
If you value the line of scrimmage shouldn't look like this, whether it be through drafts or free agency, whatever it may be. The line of scrimmage shouldn't look like this. Yep. You can't run the ball now, and you need your quarterback to save you. That's what you want right now. Get the ball out of your hands quick. How about having a line that can protect, right? Because eventually – rolling the dice like this, he's going to get hit the wrong way and the season's over with for him. So what are you doing? You draft a backup quarterback. Guess what? You're going to manifest that into real life. Like, that's when I get disheartened about the situation.
Yeah.
Not because I want to be right about Wentz or right. I want the Eagles to be good. I want the Eagles to be good. I want the season to be a good season. What are we going to do? Spend the next 5 years talking about how bad the quarterback is? Get another one in? He's not good enough. Coach is bad. Get a new coach. GM we don't like. Fire the GM. None of that says we're winning a Super Bowl anytime soon. That's what I know.
Mm.
None of that says we're winning the Super Bowl anytime soon.
Yeah. I mean, you aren't far off from what you're saying, Ike. And the
that's the reason why I remain optimistic at times is because I know what the alternative is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you believe in the quarterback, which I know you do, then it's like, okay, at least you have that one part. But like when you said the philosophy and building in the trenches, like I think Howie likes to say that because that was Andy Reid's thing. You think Andy Reid's drafting a quarterback with Carson Wentz being $100 million, just signed a $100 million contract? You think Andy Reid's drafting a quarterback in the second round?
No.
And then it's surprised. Like,
well, he did draft, but Donovan was older, though.
Well, Donovan was hurt, too. Like,
yeah,
he
was off the torn ACL.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was later in his career. He just didn't sign a brand new contract. So, like, yeah, I actually went back and I looked at some of the players that were drafted after Jalen Hurts was. And not a lot of are making major impacts right now. Some are playing. There was one offensive lineman, Ezra Cleveland, that was drafted a couple picks afterwards. He's not starting because he's depth on the offensive line.
Where's he at?
Minnesota.
Okay. So they may not even need him.
Right. They don't need him right now. But the point is, he's depth for the offensive line. So next year when there's an injury.
Oh, and they get rid of the guy who just wanted a new, they just got the money for.
Yeah.
The tackle that we wanted.
Yes.
Yannick.
What is it?
No,
the offensive tackle, Riley Reiff.
Oh, Riley Reiff, yes.
Yeah.
So they probably drafted this kid to replace him.
Right.
Next year, though.
You have to, I mean, listen. Andy got crushed, and I was one of the people that said, what are you doing? You need have needs right now, when they drafted Lito and and Sheldon Brown.
Yeah.
You had all-pro corners there, but they were looking to the future. They were looking ahead.
They knew that at a minimum of 2 years, they were moving on from Troy and Bobby.
And when they did, they picked right up where they had left off, and there was no problem. You can't – like now, the Eagles are playing from behind because like this year – the lineman they drafted this year for depth should have been drafted and developed last year or the year
before.
So
they're ready to go now.
As opposed to now it's a fire drill and you're trying to get Driscoll out there to play against the Washington football team in the first week.
Yeah.
It's bad, man. You know, when you draft poorly, it hurts you years down the road. 2017 draft right now is killing this team.
Yeah. And 18. What happened? I don't even remember. We got Dallas Goedert.
That was it.
He's made the other guy unhappy.
Dillard is not playing.
Yeah, Dillard is, it looks like a lost cause. No, exactly. But to the point, like, you drafted Goddard because either you thought you were going to be moving on from Ertz or you're just like, hey, he's the best player there. We like him. Two tight ends. But what you've done is not a quarterback controversy. You've created a tight end controversy, Ike.
Yeah, now this guy. Is he going to be like this all year? Ertz, is this what I'm going to get all year?
I got to tell you, there's nothing more that you've been more right about than the fact of Zach Ertz being unhappy is a real problem.
And then we heard a report about him and Howie shouting match. That's not good.
What's going on? Well, I mean, you know, how cocky do you think Howie was when he jumped in front of the Cowboys to take Dallas Goedert?
Oh.
Like, that's what this is all coming back to.
Oh, you mean because of the – oh, yeah, well, the Cowboys
wanted
to
draft.
Yeah.
And we created this just to – draft the tight end in the second round.
So yeah, but guess what? He looks like he can be a hell of a player.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least he can play.
Yeah, I mean, geez. So long-term, Ike,
yes.
I tend to agree with what a lot of people are saying. This year right now, I actually, like,
you're looking at this year.
I feel okay. Yeah. I mean, talking about building a Super Bowl contender for the following years, Howie's got a lot of work to do because, like, your offensive line is expensive, overpaid, and old. Your defensive line is expensive, overpaid, and old, right? Like when
those aren't good combinations,
and you need replacements that
he's
you don't
not a normal
have,
human being,
right? Look at, like, we talked about Everson Griffin. Why didn't the Eagles sign him? How much freaking money you want to spend on the defensive line?
But here's
everybody's
the thing.
Making money, $10 million.
Vinny Curry got a $2 million guarantee his contract. Everson Griffin got $3 million guaranteed, up to six, and we just bumped up Jason Peters for what, $4 more million?
Yeah.
For this year, like that could be Everson Griffin money, and Vinny Curry's done for 4 more weeks or whatever.
Yeah, and
he's done for the year.
Who's playing left tackle?
Trey was just here. Okay?
I know.
And he looked like he could
I already
told
asked
you it
him.
It takes 2 days for him to get warmed up.
The other post game show, I asked him if he was available, and he said no. He said no. All right, we'll really get back into it coming up next. Are the Eagles going to be okay? Is it one game?
No.
Still on that question.
Are you worried? Is your original prediction on the season the same? I mean, listen, going through that schedule, it's tough to.
Right? Yeah, try to start picking out those wins now after seeing Sunday.
Because you have the Washington football team goggles on right now
right.
from Sunday, and you're like, what? Loss? Loss? Loss?
I will say this.
Yeah.
Sunday will be a close one, but But I do feel good about Cincinnati and San Francisco.
They got to find a way to win on Sunday. They got to find a way to
win.
Yeah,
you got to find it. You're right, because I don't even know if I can take 0-2.
You got to find – oh, Mike. This city may not survive. We start – go 1-5. I am not coming in.
Now, is it a must-win or a can't-lose?
Oh, it's a must-win.
It's a must-win.
It is
but
a
you
must
also
win.
Can't lose it.
No, but you have to win it. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese.
At least we can laugh a little bit.
Yes, a little bit. 215. That's 0-1. 0-2. There's no laughing.
0-2. It ain't fun. No.
And 1-5. It's like Chip Kelly days. Marks and Reese. Oh, Doug will be gone. Carson will be traded. Howie will be fired. Jeff Lurie will be selling the team. 1-5.
Yep.
All right, we'll get back into it. I feel okay, and we'll tell you why coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. But hey, listen. You know, if you're a homeowner, right? Yeah, you're listening to sports radio. You're like the manager of a team, right? And all your appliances and equipment in your house are your players. And when one of the players isn't doing their job, like the offensive line, you got to get it out of there. Get rid of that guy. Take it out of the game, right? And if your water heater isn't getting it done, well, you can't just tell it to hit the showers, right? It is the showers. And if it's not consistently bringing the heat, you need to yank it from the game. It's time to trade your past its prime water heater for a new Bradford White water heater, because Bradford White water heaters are built to be the best with reliable performance you can count on every day. Ask any plumbing pro and they'll tell you Bradford White water heaters are the real deal. So if you have a family of demanding fans like I do that need lots of hot water, bring in an ace, a Bradford White water heater, and their line of water heaters are versatile. They have a model to fit any need, whether it's gas or electric, tank or tankless. They'll get your home back in the game with all the hot water your home needs. And Bradford White, listen, how do you get it? Ask a plumbing professional. They can suggest the right model for you and professionally install it, too. And just ask your plumbing pro, what do you think about Bradford White? They're going to tell you they're the best. So go to bradfordwhite.com to learn more and to find a plumbing pro near you. Bradford White water heaters, pro hot water performance for your home, built to be the best.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.